Ano? As in, di ba thematic? Keep it thematic. So when I look at the theme, I say, what can I do to align myself to the theme? May mga ganun lang. Oh, pag na... Hindi, kailangan tumagal ka muna. Para Malcolm Gladwell, di ba? Tipping, kailangan mo ng 10,000 hours, outliers. Practice ka lang ng practice, and then it will come to you. Alright, so... Pastor Ado, do we continuation? Alright, so... Just a few things before I go on to the delivery. If I were you, I'm a proponent of you preparing your own PowerPoint and having your own clicker. Kasi it takes out that variable wherein you have to wait or the multimedia person was, going ahead or may pinagdadaanan, naisip yung boyfriend niya, mga ganon. So, tapos hindi na-click, di ba? Ikaw naman, you're left hanging. And it's, syempre pag may flow ka, and tas nahinto, it's so difficult to get back to it because you get distracted. So, that's just my take on it. And because you know your slide, kasi you're at the mercy of someone, if you're at the mercy of someone who does your slide, you clock, ito ah, you put in the time anyway. Why? You review the slides eh. Now, ito lang yon. This is my proposal for you. If you just take about one day, set it aside. It's not even one day, half a day to study keynote, which is so easy. Jeff himself will attest to that. Kasi sobra sandali. If you now to manage again your expectation, does it mean you sat down for half a day? You're so good at it. It needs to build up. You have to try out first time. Your animation will not look like mine. Kaya nga, the reason I gave you a number of preaching is to show you my journey. From the beginning, Jesus was here. Ano ba naman yung animation? Oh, mas malaki lang yung font. Wala nga animation dun eh. I-highlight mo lang, lakihan mo lang yung font. But it's a contrast. People now see the point. It's simple. Now, as time goes by, you learn something different. Parang si Rev, ganun din dati yan. Una, ayoko mag-keynote, hindi mo na mag-keynote. PowerPoint, ngayon, keynote na. Nag-i-improve kasi, Rev, hindi mo kayang gawin yan dyan. Oo nga, no? Ngayon, nandun na siya sa part, yung journey ni Rev ngayon, as we journey together. He's now at the journey, yung pinapalaki mo yung font. Di ba? Ayan na yun, no? Sooner or later, makikita mo mag-animate na yan. Lalaki na yung ano niya, ililipad na to rito. Pero kasi, hindi ibig sabihin, hindi mo nadadaanan lahat yon. Pero kung hindi mo pinagdaanan yon, kailan pa? Kung hindi ngayon, kailan? Parang gano'n. Kung hindi ikaw, sino? Di ba? At kung hindi ngayon, parang natama na. Ikaw, ako, tayo na yon, di ba? Parang, so this is just my way of, again, helping. I don't know about Pastor Ado. Pero kasi, I'm willing naman to teach things like this. Kasi sa finance, I teach Excel eh. I'm the one who teach entry-level Excel also. Formulas, what cells are, the definitions. Kasi the reason I teach definition in Excel and all this, because when you read the manual, pwede kayong maging self, pwede na akong umalis, so I'll teach you how to fish. So no, normally when I teach classes like this, it's the purpose is to give you enough terminology and nomenclature so that when you go and study on your own, kaya nyo. Kasi pag hindi pwede yung lagi lang may, hindi naman lagi may mahagilap ka eh. So that's how I do it with finance dito. Now, I don't know about the staff dev sa pastors, but you know, marami sa amin actually kaya I think Jeff can teach this or those who have gone ahead because it's not too difficult. Mukha lang siyang impressive kasi ang galing nung pag-design ng keynote. Credit to Steve Jobs and the team that designed it actually. Pero tayo, we're just normal, ordinary mortals. Kaya natin lahat to. Bigyan lang natin.
So, pag may nakita ka rin nakakaiba, like kami si Pastor Joey magaling dyan, titignan na namin kung paano niya ginawa.
Alam mo, just to add to that, what inspired me to shift from PowerPoint to Keynote? Kasi I'm a Microsoft guy. I came from PC, di ba? It was the old dispensation. Theology ng ating computer. And so, You know, I was lost, but now I'm found. Alam mo yon? And so, nung nakita ko si Joey, nakita ko yun, it was the, yung sa Metro Manila, tapos napaikot-ikot, doon na wala na. And then what I took his slides, I studied it. Kasi makikita mo, whatever he did na steps, you will see it on the, the inspector. As you look at the inspector, yan lang pala yun, magaganon ka. Kala ko naman, ganon. Tapos later on, sobrang bilis mo na. Like, I do my slides a few minutes before 11. Like, let's say, umaabot ako. Di ba, no, Jay? Yung mga tao na, praise and worship. Ako, ito na. Tapos na, hindi dahil sa, wow, ang galing mo naman. Hindi ganon eh. Any one of us can be as prolific or even better. Yun, dun kayo magugulat. Magugulat, pati kayo magugulat. Kaya ko pala to. So I just want to encourage you that it is possible. A few, parang, lagi siya sa Malcolm Gladwell, just put in the not necessary hours to make you an outlier. Diba? So that's just my point. So para lang hindi kayo ma-discourage na, or pag nakita nyo to, it's too... No, there is a journey. That's why sinadya ko yung maraming slides. Ang sinasadya ko doon gawin is, di ba doon sa start ng slide ko, thematic kasi ako present eh. Di ba I said, let's learn together. And I'm also on a journey. Those slides was deliberate to show you the journey I went through. To encourage you that one day, if you so choose to travel on that road, you will go through the same thing somehow. And then, para lang masabi niya na, hindi yung parang, grabe naman kasi, ibang klase ka kasi, hindi. Tech-savvy ka kasi, hindi. Actually, those are all myths. You can be as good or even better. So that's my proposition to all of you. And then learn to use the clicker. Kasi, nung nag-start ko rin siyang gamitin, una parang, kaya ko ba to? Ang hirap. Para tong, sino sa inyo nag-drive ng stick shift? First time yung mag-cambio, paano? Di ba? Next time, you don't even know you're holding it. You're walking, you're thinking, you shift your thought, pang, pindot, it's there. But it doesn't happen if you don't, parang stick shift, it doesn't happen if you don't drive the same way. So, again, not to force you into anything, this is just my proposition to each and every one of you. It helps. So yung parang na-bad trip ka kasi yung picture, parang may, ang tawag doon, meron kang reveal. And your reveal was preempted. Why? Because, may initiative naman, ayaw mo nang pagalita kasi may initiative. Mukhang ito na, pak, patay. May timing ka, may word ka, meron kang action. Patay. Pagpindot, hindi pa pala yan. Mga ganon. Tapos minsan naman, pakipindot na. Tuyo na ang dila ko. Wala pa rin yung picture. Mga ganon, di ba? Andyan na yung apo ko. Mga ganon. Wala pa rin yung picture. May mga ganon tayong... Anyway, so... Pero pag may clicker ka, okay naman. Basta wag na siya mawalan ng baterya at wag maghang yung computer sa likod. So meron pa rin naman. Pero... at least you lessen the variables that are out of your control. Yun lang naman yun. But again, siyempre, only God has full control. Alright. Now we go to the delivery. Now, some of you might think that when you say delivering the presentation, it seems like redundant because it's already a presentation. Now, while that may be true, the word presentation is a passive word. Delivery is an active word, where present means to show and to put before you. Deliver means to hand over. So you could be seeing this and I present to you, but unless I hand it over to you, it's never yours. This is delivery. Presentation, so delivering your presentation. Many things you show there doesn't really connect until you do delivery. So is it redundant? I don't think so. I think it's just right for us to say it as such. Okay, Bayan? So just to, so especially for those of you who are analytical, just to help you in the play on words and those things. So what does help me in delivering? So again, this is my just my journey on how I do delivery. The first thing is what I call planned spontaneity. Sorry for that number over there. I don't know if I could leave that out. But I normally, and what do I mean when I say planned spontaneity? Again, planned spontaneity is like when you lose your life. Well, it's an oxymoron. Because spontaneity is never planned. Okay. But let me just explain to you why I propose such. Pag nag-preach kasi tayo, and I know many of us have, and that's why I'm a proponent of no notes preaching. The reason I'm a proponent of that is because you always lose connection when you look down. And so, what I try to do is I internalize my preaching as much as I can. Now, I guess one of my slight advantage is I easily can somehow memorize. That's why kahit na yung slides ko ginawa ko 30 minutes before, while I'm doing it, I'm memorizing it. So and of course, your slide is a trigger. Now, why is it planned spontaneity? The reason it's planned, the aspect of it, when you're delivering the message that is planned, is you've already planned your goal. You know where you'd want to take. It's planned. But from here to that goal, you can be spontaneous. You can be natural. And without notes, you can engage people. Diba? Kunyari, nag-ring yung phone niya, oh, then I can address that. That's what you call planned spontaneity. That in the midst of the planning of where you want to take the people, you are spontaneous. There is a bit of being natural, being able to connect, being able to talk to people. They feel you're talking to them. So, that's what I call planned spontaneity. And what helps in that, really, for me, is making sure you internalize. Somehow, you have a way of internalizing your preaching. Now, the good news about it is that it's not naman too hard then to internalize a preaching because we have slides. The slides serves as triggers. You just have to know which keyword, and because you prepared in clarity what your keywords are, those keywords triggers in you what you need to say. If you need to define the word, define it. And then take an example. So those keywords actually, and key thoughts are your triggers. And make sure they're in your slides. Yun lang ang sa akin. Making sure that none of your keywords and key thoughts are missed. Kasi sila nga, kaya nga tinawag silang keywords and key thoughts because those are the thoughts that builds towards the objective. So planned na siya. Alam mo na. Alam mo yung keyword mo, alam mo yung ito importante sa verse na to, sa passage of scripture na to, I'll focus on this and that. Plan siya. Pero in the middle, and it's easily developed, in the middle, you interact with people. You talk to them, you look at their eyes, you look at ano. So many of the times, in the preaching, you will hear laughter because I would go to the, ano, to the people and I'll talk to them. Oh, ikaw, what do you think about? Diba? Mga ganon. Ikaw ba? Pag, sino sa inyo ang tapos hindi nag-raise na, oh, ba't di ka nag-raise na? Yun, sa dyan. Yung naka-stripes. So, spontaneous. So, tawanan sila. Oh, ba't di ka nag-raise na nga? Ano? Next time, raise ka na nga. Kasi gusto ko participate ngayon pinag-usahan. Hindi ka nagpa-participate. Eh, dito pa lang nagpa-participate. Paglabas mo, pa-participate ka. Hindi, di ba? Paano na tayo ngayon? Pag lahat tayo, katulad mo. Joke lang, ha? Huwag ka magagalit. Sana bumalik ka. Ganon. Those are... Hindi, pero... Diba, Jay, that's what we do eh. So, it's, ang point lang is, in the midst, I'm still what, talking about participation, but I use an incident, parang to ano lang, to, and laugh, and, oh sorry, niloko lang kita, sana huwag ka magalit, pero, and if ever, sabi, if ever you get offended, the Bible says, love your enemies, and if I'm your enemy, you should love me. Eh, ganun, mga ganun lang. So, few things here and there, one thing, pasundot dito and there and it helps, di ba? It, but it's spontaneous. It's not part of this. It's no, there's no script for that. But you connect with people. They get to ano yun. Oh, ay, tumawa kami ni ano, ganun, ganun. O, tingnan mo katabi mo. That's an ano. Oh. Tapos pag, di ba, normally pag pinapatingin mo, anong, na? Nagtatawa na. Huwag mo nang pagtawanan, tingnan mo lang. So that's, those are spontaneity. You put in, you look at your environment, you take advantage. May sumigaw na bata. Ah, see, even the child is in agreement with what we're saying. They're shouting in agreement, what about all of us here? When will we open our eyes to the truth? Thank you for that baby. Mom, thank you. Ganon, so, yung nanay. Para. Pero, ganon lang. So, those are a few examples of what? Spontaneity, but in the midst of what? You know where you're going. And anytime you parang you get lost in your, ano, ay, alam mo yung, ano, planado ka na eh. Alam mo na yung keywords mo and key thoughts mo that builds to your objective. How can you get lost? That's just my, again, that's why I call it, in delivery, there must be planned spontaneity. That makes it more natural and personal. And I think it helps people connect with you. Next is, repeat keywords and key thoughts when possible. What is worth remembering is worth repeating. Diba? So I try as much as possible to, when I was talking about the storms and, you know, Daniel, I was always saying, and you know, many of us again would say, why is my circumstance not any different today as it was yesterday? And you know why? Because maybe it's because you're not any different yesterday and today. Did I say, the same thought in a different way, that God does not change your circumstance but wants to change you. I said it in a way, in a question form that we all ask, why is God not changing my circumstance? And you know why? Why not? Maybe it's because. So I again repeated the thought. So may mga ganun lang siya na, if you know your thought, it's easy to repeat. Kasi alam mo, kailangan ko ulit-ulitin to. Eh pag hindi mo alam ano yung key thought mo, hindi mo alam uulitin mo. And alam naman natin that one of the key ways our people remember a point is if you repeat and repeat it. And so, delivering the presentation, talagang, yung katulad ng UC, I had so many examples. I just shot off from different directions on UC. You don't see this anymore. However, how many of us have passed by and not look at this? Pero puro UC lang yun. Because we don't see. And that's why Nehemiah says, you see. When will we see? So it's a challenge. Paulit-ulit yung UC na yan. Hanggang sa, okay, we got, and then continue. And so, and then after that is, use what is contemporary to deliver your, ang nakasulat dyan, content. Use what's contemporary. Contemporary means what? Of our time. Ibig sabihin, relevant, ayan, yung sinasabi ni, kaya nagbabasa si Jeff. Why? Because what can we use that is contemporary, that is of our time? Kasi baka yung example mo, yung panung, so yung mga tao, pag joke mo, oh, parang, ano, sino yun? Diba? Oh, si Rambo. Sino si Rambo? Diba? Hindi na, wala na eh. Tapos na tayo doon. Tapos na yung ira. Sino si Rambo? Diba? Pero ikaw, tawa ka ng tawa, diba? Hindi, pero, hindi, may tatawa naman. Kasi, may ka-age ka naman siguro doon. Hindi ka naman gano'ng katanda. But, and so, and ako, I fall into that trap minsan. Kasi, you know, pag hindi ka contemporary, minsan hindi ko na, pero sabi ko, for those of you who did not laugh, please ask your lolo. Ayan, sa tawanan din sila. But, then I'll try to find a contemporary equivalent of Rambo or stuff like that, just to drive the point home. But recently, the things that I do to make it contemporary is this. Ravi Zacharias said that the present-day philosophers are our singers, our MTV people. They are our, talagang yung recall. So about 3 years ago, how many of you still remember Overflow? One of our most parang celebrated series. Daming na ano doon, di ba? Okay, do you remember that preaching on provision follows purpose? That there's a one-liner. Provision follows purpose. And so for our people to remember that, I said, I did a contrast. And there's a present-day philosopher who says this? I wanna be a billionaire. So kinanta ko siya. So, and sabi ko, and every time, tapos ginanong ko yung Mike. Kumanta sila. Because what? Yung Bruno Mars na yan, super what yan? Super popular. And I told them, you know what Bruno Mars is saying? I want provision without purpose. I don't know what to do if the money came to. He wants the billions, but he doesn't know what to do with it. That's why in the song were many propositions of what he could possibly do with the billions. Because that's provision without purpose. Not so with us. So every time, ang hinohope ko is, ina-anchor ko sila because everybody listens to the song. Have you heard the song? You go to the ano, mag-jeep ka lang, maririnig mo siya. Who among you knows ano? Another Bruno Mars song, yung your eyes, that, that. So in one of our love series, I use that. Because when Adam said to Eve, what? You're the bones of my bones. You're the flesh of my flesh. In Hebrew literature, it was a song. It was a heightened speech, which could be a song or a poem. So kinuha ko yon, tapos kinanta ko siya. Your bones, so kinanta ko yung ano, with a Bruno Mars. Yung mga tao, palak pa. Pero next time they hear, ano, they understand about men, women. Alam mo yun, so ganun siya. So kinuha ko, it's what, so ano yun, you use what's contemporary. One time I went to UBL, I preached what? Lordship. At the end of it, I said, I want nobody, nobody, but you. Ayun. So bakit yun? Sino yun? Only Lord. Nobody but you. Last Sunday, I used the word, chapter 3 is a long chapter that spoke about what? Each one building their part. The key word in chapter 3 is the word next. Out of 32 verse in that chapter, 21 of them had the word next. Next to him, he did it. Next to that, now the next section. And so sabi ko, in this section, they were doing this. In this story, they were doing this, painting. So ano nangyari? Ano yun? Ano yung, ano na? That's the Gangnam style. So habang ginagawa ko yun, eto ha, hindi ko plinano to, but they actually heard me say, alam mo, parang mapapasok ko yung Gangnam style. So pinatugtog nila. So nag-trending yung Gangnam style, pero naiintindi lang yung point. So that's what you call in science, neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming is a therapy used today by psychologists or psychiatrists to modify your pattern of behavior by anchoring it to a common experience, everyday experience. So when he wants to let you feel a certain thing, he lets you anchor it to a certain everyday feeling that you have. Whenever you do this, you'll feel this. So ang ginagawa lang natin, ako, sa akin lang, when I was reading about neuro-linguistic programming, sabi ko, okay, yun pala yun. So what I try to do is, ang tawag doon, anchoring. Okay, how many views does Gangnam Style have? Anyone venture a guess? How many views in YouTube? 133 million. Bigger than the Philippines in population, in terms of views. Guess what? It's contemporary. So, people went out, understanding. Now, of course, alarin mo muna kung anong kwento ng Gangnam Style. Now, in Korea, it's translated to it's a description of the Beverly Hills of Korea. And it's describing the lifestyle. So may mga portions doon na questionable kasi nga, ano ba naman ang lifestyle sa isang Beverly Hills? Pero the Gangnam Style is just them saying, this is the lifestyle. So we use something that's already what? Contemporary, people are singing it. People are dancing it. Ellen DeGeneres flies psych from Korea to the U.S. to teach them the Gangnam dance. And suddenly, neurolinguistic, you anchor it to a relevant message. Next time they hear it, most probably, they'll remember the message. It's now, you've changed, you've modified the pattern of behavior for them to anchor it to something relevant. That's what you call NLP. So use what's contemporary to what? Deliver your content. And when did I found out about Gangnam Dance? This week alone. Nakita ko lang siya. Pinakita sa akin ni Ruth. Sabi niya, Pastor, sayawin natin sa appreciation night. So my comment was, it's too short. We need a medley of K-pop things within the dance. But this one, three simple steps. Slide. Tapos. Those are the three major steps. And then the ending is this, with a twist on the knee. Tapos. That's the... So when I did that... So, when I did that, it trended on Twitter. They said my point, dash, Gangnam Style. They remember the point, Gangnam Style. So, you use what's contemporary to deliver your content. So, may iba doon, nakaganon. Sabi ko, for those of you who have a blank look on your face, my first question is, what era are you in? Second, if I were you, I would ask people such as me who are young and up to date so that we would know what's happening around us. Anyway, so ganun lang siya. Loko lang, tawa na lang. So, parang yun lang yung point. So, that's a spontaneous thing again. I just said it, laughed, and all. But those are the three things I try to do in my... Of course, again, this is our all... Just to frame our thinking again, these are all presentations. It has nothing to do with content. So, ibig sabihin, but it builds on content. The assumption is what? We have done our assignment. We know our keywords. We know where we want to go. We know where we want to take our people. Then it's time to be clear. It's not just enough that we know. How will they know from us? Because we know, but how will they know? Clarity. How will it stick to them? Creativity. Diba? Dami naman kayong alam eh, tas nalimutan nyo na, diba? Then how many of it sticks with you? Now, which brings me to my last slide. Oh, aren't you glad I'm your teacher? So mabilis, no? Patin tayo, matapos na tayo. Which brings to my last. The result of clarity and creativity is what we call connection. Now, how many of us want to connect with our audience for our congregation, di ba? Ganda ng message mo, hindi ka kumonek. You have the best message, ang pangit ng packaging, walang tumanggap. Sayang. The result of clarity and creativity is connection. You want it to be able to connect. And connection simply means this. There's relevance. They go out saying, you know, I can do something about it. You know you have connected when people are going out saying, I can do something about this. Hindi yung parang nakakatawa. So I have moments like that, di ba? Kapatawa mo, yun lang naalala nila. So, ako, I'm guilty. So, sorry. Yan talaga, minsan nagkakamali. So we grow and we learn. We journey. So that's what, those are my pitfalls in my journey as a preacher. But that's one of the criteria. You know you've connected when people go out there and say, pinag-uusapan. Pagkain sa KFC or pag-lunch sa labas sa Serendra, alam mo, grabe yung pinag-uusapan. You know you've connected because it's relevant. Second, you know you've connected because of resonance. Resonance is a word used to mean to reverberate or to ripple through. Twitter is a tool for resonance. Ni-retweet niya. Retweeting is a resonance tool. Why? Because they're saying, grabe, this rippled, this reverberated, this strung a chord in me. It's gonna remain in me. Iksabihin, nag-stay, nag-stick. And so, hopefully, ito yung, like for me, on the side of just deliver, not, again, not content, ha, para lang ma-manage natin, kasi para pag nag-delivery lang to. Ha. So when I deliver, this is, hopefully, I'm trying to, yes, there's content, you know, God's word, it's fantastic, it's wonderful, but is it relevant to them? Did it come across as something na, oh, that's too archaic, that's not, that. But whenever you say something like, what is true for them is also true for us today. What are you saying? Oo nga, no. You see. Those statements are statements of relevance. Teaching them, saying, hey, kailangan, ito yun, ito yung nangyayari. Kasama tayo rito. Ramdam mo to. And then, resonance. It sticks with them. Talagang, baka wala pa silang magagawa ngayon. Tama ba ako? Minsan you have the word, parang wala pa akong action point. Pero nag-stick eh. Ano nag-stick? When the time comes, so yun yun. Relevance, you can take action, but resonance, it's just there. And when the time is ripe, then they can respond to it. And so, that for me, again, this is just my little way of emptying my cup to each and every one of you, because I'm sure if you were to stand here, you would also give us a wealth of knowledge of how God has helped you in your journey in terms of presentation. I don't think any of us have a monopoly on this. However, this is my way of hopefully being able to help each and every one of you deliver God's word in a way that connects. It's clear, creative, and as a result, connects. It's relevant and resonates in the lives of people. So that's all I have for you.